There are some caveats to using any dual-pole mosaic, like HPE and Bias HPE. For one, identify the melting layer by using the low-level melting layer overlay. Have higher confidence in estimates below the melting layer. Within and above the melting layer, your estimates are going to change and they won't be as good. This is due to the HCA assigning mixed phase or ice classifications at these heights, and thus the ZR relationships are being matched to those precip types, even if they are liquid when hitting the ground. Here's an image of HPE. Let's consider the circled areas that may be experiencing flash flooding. By overlaying the melting layers for the three nearby radars, you can see the northeastern circled area is closest to the most northern radar, or the one with the blue melting layer circles. These values are located below the melting layer, so you can have higher confidence in them. However, the area to the southwest is within the melting layer circles for both radars. Thus, this area has more uncertainty.